Governor Deval Patrick started making the case for higher taxes Monday when he endorsed a plan from the State Department of Transportation to increase spending by more than $1 billion a year on the state's highway system, commuter rail, and its regional transit authorities.
But the reason for talking about the plan and the elements of it first is so that we can have a really serious conversation with each other about whether these are the right elements of the plan.
And the next day, Patrick called for a $500 million increase in state spending on education from preschool through college. Tonight, he'll talk about how he would prefer to pay for his transportation and education proposals. The governor's aides would not confirm a report in the Boston Globe that Patrick will propose an increase in the state income tax. The transportation reform plan included a menu of possible revenue sources. It mentioned broad-based taxes on income and sales, also the gasoline tax, a tax on miles driven, and various fees. A 100-plus member coalition of progressive political activists, unions, and advocates for the elderly and the poor are campaigning for an income tax increase. Andy Mullen, director of this coalition called Campaign for Our Communities, said they're advocating an increase in the income tax from the current rate, 5.25% to 5.95%, coupled with a large increase in the personal exemption.
And the effect of that is to hold down increases on low and middle income families. We do think it's really important that any revenue package that is moved be a fair package, that it ask the most of those who have the most, and that it hold down increases on low and middle income families.
Mullen said raising the income tax rate to 5.95% would raise $2 billion, and she insists would not be a drag on the state's economy.
We really believe that if we can make smart investments in our economy, we can have the kind of strong economy that we want. We can make public higher education affordable, we can teach young people the skills they need for the jobs for the future, and we can make our communities strong and places where businesses want to locate and people want to live.
Citizens for Limited Taxation, in a news release, pointed out that voters in 2000 approved a rollback of the state's income tax to 5%, but the legislature later froze it at a higher rate. Unlike past years, tax increases have not been preemptively rejected by the legislative leadership. State Senator Gail Kandaris said she'll carefully review the governor's tax and spending plans.
We can't be talking about building casinos or building anything without inadequate infrastructure.
The Massachusetts transportation plan proposed this week would direct significant money to Western Massachusetts. Under the plan, state funding for the Pioneer Valley Transit Authority would go from $17 million to more than $50 million a year. PVTA Administrator Mary McGinnis said it would allow for more frequent buses, cutting wait times. Buses could run later at night and on weekends. The state plan would also fund rail improvements and a $400 million rehabilitation of Interstate 91 through downtown Springfield. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.